KQED.
The higher power is obvious the minute you enter this holy place. The walls and ceiling are covered with posters heralding classic country, blues, and soul singers. Posters boldly announcing wrestlers and robots, civil rights heroes, pork chops, communists, and Bigfoot. It's a sensory overload, like hundreds of people screaming at your eyeballs in big block letters. There are trays of ancient fonts, massive drawers heavy with metal type, and at the heart of it all, the guiding light of the Church of Type himself, Kevin Bradley. He operates enormous mid-century machines that speak a mechanical language from a time gone by.
So you do that all day. The printing presses, one's called Baby and one's called Mamie, because she pinched my finger off once. But they all have personalities, idiosyncrasies. They're temperamental. They want some love.
That's probably not something you're going to say about a cold, silent, brushed steel laptop.
I'm the only guy who's 100% no computer. I just do it by hand. I carve wood blocks or set type. I have over 2,000 fonts of type in here, from 6 point to 3 feet tall. And so I'm a traditionalist in that way. I'm a dinosaur. But it's satisfying. It's so satisfying to make something that you feel good about.
No, that isn't bacon frying.
You learn the sound.
Bradley's pouring a teaspoon of black ink onto the roller of a machine the size of a buffalo. He's making a poster for Lucinda Williams right now. It's taken him 2 full days just to set the type. He scrapes off excess ink bumps, hickeys in print shop talk, with a razor blade and his finger.
Everyone thinks this is so glamorous, and they come in here, but, I'm a dirty monkey every day with ink all over me, my clothes are ruined, and that's how glamorous it is, you know. I'm a glorified janitor in most ways.
Bradley has the janitor look down pat. He wears a rumpled work shirt with the sleeves rolled up, and his splattered jeans look like a printing press threw up on them. But the shoes are a different story. Vintage black and white wingtips that could have come from the closet of a Tennessee Williams lawyer. There's ink on the shoes, too, but it all goes with the work. And one-man show Bradley certainly works, often 7 days a week, well into the night, as James Brown, Will Oldham, and George Jones keep him company blasting from the stereo. He designs and prints everything from business cards to album covers to wedding invitations. For the last decade, he's created posters for the Ponderosa Stomp, the New Orleans Roots Music Festival.
To be honest, I don't even know what I'm getting. When he does posters in the Stomp, I don't even know what they are until he sends them.
That's Dr. Ike Podnos, who founded the Stomp. He became a disciple in the Church of Type after seeing Bradley's posters displayed at New Orleans' annual Jazz Fest.
It was that old school letterpress that just was so cool. I mean, people don't do that anymore. And then he's just taken it to another level. And so he started really going back and doing posters that almost look like they're in the 50s and 60s. With the coloring and using the photos and stuff, and the subject matter themselves. I mean, here was a guy who they were doing wrestling and stuff. You know, sit there and see the ox. I mean, who puts the ox on posters? Who's doing Link Ray posters? Who's doing posters of Robert Johnson? It's just things that people weren't doing at that time that made it so cool.
But Bradley also creates pieces for himself. Unexpected combinations of words, images, block print, and primitive Howard Finster-like drawings. These things can be massive. They're striking, raw, and original stuff. But is it art?
I think that Kevin does make art and is an artist. It's not his fault that he's not rich and famous.
That's painter and musician Bob Neuwirth. He produced the traditional country music documentary Down from the Mountain, hiring Bradley to do some design work. Neuwirth was also close friends with Bob Dylan. The guy you see from the waist down on the cover of Highway 61 Revisited, standing right behind Bob, that's Neuwirth.
One of the things that might be standing in Kevin's way is his authenticity. I mean, he actually means it. I better keep my mouth shut after saying that. But part of what goes with being an artist are the vicissitudes of the art world, you know.
My overriding idea coming to L.A. with this, I wanted to present letterpress as an art form.
The Los Angeles art community apparently didn't see it that way.
I haven't fit into the art scene proper, hardly at all. I'm such an outsider and always have. I work on the outside of almost everything, and I can live there, and I do it. I do my thing.
But he won't be doing his thing in Los Angeles much longer.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
Kevin Bradley, who shares a Tennessee hometown and a passion for coonskin caps with the late Davy Crockett, is returning to his roots.
You know, it works better in the South, and I think I'll be moving back there as my lease comes up here next year. You know, you can afford real estate, you can afford to live. It's a labor of love to be here, honestly. There's no money to be made. I wanted to share this so much with LA, and I'm so glad I did, but, you know, they've just never seen it before. And I don't know that they'll ever see a big operation like this again.
With 30 tons of equipment to haul, relocating the church will be a tribulation to be reckoned with. But moving the spirit behind the place is an effortless task for a man driven by faith.
I want it to live and breathe and get people excited about it. And usually if I can get them in my door, I can win them over and be at least selling a poster on the way out. So that's just the uphill battle that we're all going to face with it, is trying to keep it alive.
For the California Report, I'm Peter Gilstrap in Santa Monica.